ललितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमो महाबदन्नाय कृष्णप्रेमप्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्यनाम्ने गौरतिशे गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय राधिकायै तदालयै कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तद्भक्ताय नमो यं प्राव्रजन्तमनुपेतमपेतकृत्यं द्वैपायनो विरहकातरया जुहाव पुत्रेति तन्मयतया तर्वोऽभिनेदो तं सर्वभूतहृदयं मुनिमानतोऽस्मि तवैवास्मि तवैवास्मि न जीवामि त्वया विना इति विज्ञाय राधे तं नयमाम चरणन्तिके मै मिलियंस ऑफ दंडत प्रणति पुष्पांजलि इन द लोटस फीट ऑफ माय स्पिरिचुअल मास्टर नित्य लीला प्रविष्टों विष्णु पासी स्मर भक्ति प्रज्ञान के स्वरूप एंड सेम इन द लोटस फीट ऑफ माय शिक्षा गुरु नित्य लीला प्रविष्ट ओम विष्णुपाद अष्टोत्तर श्रीमद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी महाराज यस्टरडे वी डिस्कस अबाउट गुरु तत्व एंड ऑल्सो रिगार्डिंग दिस we heard about Vyasadev by the instructions of Srila Narada Devarshi Narada Goswami, his Guru Dev. In Bhakti Yoga Samadhi, he saw Supreme Lord Krishna with his all associates from birth to all sweet pastimes up to Dwarka, he saw. He saw also in his backside, Maya was there. And she was very, very much lajjita.
Ashamed.
Why? Because he is binding and give him pain to the Krishna of very near and dear jivas. You should know the meaning of Maya. As Krishna is one without second, Advaya Gyan Partattva. Similarly, he has only one power, and that is called Antaranga Shakti. स्वरूप सिद्धा भक्ति
शक्ति
बाई बाई फंक्शन सो मेनी ही इज कॉल्ड इन सचित आनंद बल ज्ञान क्रिया संबित संधिनी लादी देर आर सो मेनी नोम्स बट रियली माया मीन्स जोग माया ऑलवेज हेल्पिंग इन कृष्ण स्वीट पास्ट टाइम्स By his influence, Krishna forgets his lordship that I am Supreme Lord. And also by his influence, devotees like Yashoda, all Sakha, all the gopis, they are more than Brahman, Shankar and all others. They forget that we know Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead. the perfected reflection of that yoga maya in this world, it is called maya or mahamaya. So maya means yoga maya, but in this world all know this mahamaya. So generally you use for that shadow of transcendental power, Shakti, Antaranga Shakti, Yogamaya. So, jeev, those who are in transcendental world, serving Krishna, now they are parikar of Krishna. Parikar means associates. They will not be called jivas. And they will never come from there. They will not be
conditioned. Fall down.
Fall down. Never and never. Maya, illusory maya is not there. So no influence of always yoga maya. And she helps all the jivas to serve Krishna. So no chance of jadgatva nanivartante taddham paramam. From there anyone cannot return. Only they will come as associates of Krishna for sweet pastime only. To serve Krishna. Otherwise not, they will not come. So, a jeev is superior than maya. Maya is jada.
Inert. Material.
Inert.
She has no wish, but we transcendental part of Krishna. But we are anuchit. Krishna is vibhuchit. We can be covered with maya. Those who have come from Tatastha Shakti only, they can be. In transcendental world, maya cannot reach there. No influence of this Mahamaya. So, jivas, anuchit being, and in their transcendental form, a mood of serving Krishna is there. How would this jiv, being superior to this jada maya, is controlled by same jada maya? How? Then it has been told. Really, maya cannot touch jeev. But when jeevas forgets Krishna, at once he thinks that I am binded by maya. Two bodies, one material body, this, and one subtle maya, covers this atma, and then the jiva, the part and parcel of Krishna, being chief, he thinks, and this body. And these are mine. He is my father, he is my mother, he is my sister, he is my son, he is my wife, this dog is mine, this wealth is mine. All like this. And very wise, intelligent, and
beautiful.
There is no one intelligent like me. In this way he thinks. And then he is attached in these worldly things, being superior. Parikshit Maharaj is asking to Srila Sukadeva Goswami, and Saunak, all their rishis headed by Shaunak Rishi. He is asking, O Sukadev Goswami, or O Suta Goswami, I am in confusion. How it can be? Being superior to Maya, and he thinks that I am this body, attachment comes, and he forgets Krishna. How it becomes? Oh, only when he forgets, bhayam dityad avinvi satasyad ishat apetasya vipadyo smriti. At once when he forgets, oh, Diti Avinesh comes, Anna Vilasa comes, so many worldly desires comes. Oh, then he thinks to enjoy this world. And in sense gratifications, only by the mercy of, a special mercy of Gurudev, one can be liberated all. No one can. I'm telling a story. You should hear patiently. And then he began to tell that once there was Mahapralaya.
Destruction.
And whole earth, everything was in water. Only water and water and water, nothing else. Then, from the novel of Garbhodaya Sai Vishnu, a lotus came out. And it was on the surface of the water. And from there, from that lotus, oh, four-headed Brahma at once came out. So Brahma is called Padma Yoni, coming from lotus. So what thinking? If prayer, water, what should I do? He became bewildered. At once he heard a voice, tap, tap, tap. Then he knew, oh, and though I am not seeing the who is speaking, but I am realizing something, someone is inspiring me to do as told you. And at once he began to store very poor for 1,000 years of demigods, Divya, for the power calculation it may be less and less years. And then we saw, oh, I mean Vaikuntha. And he saw Chaturbhuj Narayan, very beautiful form is there. Kamala, Lakshmi, and all Saktis were serving him, and all associates, Paika, were serving him. Now then all rishis, munis are doing his stuti. Pray. Oh, then Brahma began to pray him. Then Narayan told, you have done very hard activities for so many Divya years. I am very happy. You should have any boon. Oh, you have treated me like a friend, taking my hands in your hands, and you have told about What is the glorification of Tap? So Narayan told him that I am really Tap, and the fruit of Tap I am. Austerities, fruit also, and also Tapa, Tapasya, I am also. So, I know that you want to create world as before. So, I am giving this power to you. Then Brahma folded his hand and told, I will do to fulfill your wish, but I am fearing that I may, by doing so, by creation, so many persons, deity, gods and others, it may be that I would have a ahankar,
false ego,
that I am creator. So Prabhu, this should not come, my God. Then Narayan told, oh, I'm telling you the gist of all Vedic literature to you, because Veda has come from my nose, Swas. So I'm now directly instructing you. You should hear. By hearing, no false being is, false ego will come. And then he began to tell. Then he began to tell. That here, jnanam paramam guhyam, jatvijnana samanvitam, sarvasyam tadangascha grihana graditandaya. Like this, O Brahma, my dear, I am giving you jnana knowledge and also vijnana. Vijnan means
realization.
What I am telling, oh, you will realize it. When anything we hear from anyone, knowledge comes, but no realization. Like Krishna is very beautiful, playing on the fruit in his, this side, Radhika, playing on flute, or Banmala, in feet, so many chinna,
auspicious marks.
And all the cowherd boys, oh Krishna, very good. Sabas, like this. Sadhu. We are hearing this, but we are not realizing. So I am giving realization to you. And also one thing more than Gyan Vigyan, Rahasya. What Rahasya?
Confidential thing.
Confidential thing, something. What is behind your sweet pastimes, secret things, that is prem, he will tell afterward. And tadanga, tadanga means sadhan bhakti, shravanam, kirtanam, vishnu, smaranam, pada sevanam, archanam, bandhanam, dasyakhyatmanivedanam. And then, gist of all, sadhusanga, nam kirtan, bhagavat shravan, mathura vas, shri vigraha sevan. Sakal sadhana shreshtha ei panchanga, krishna prem dite pare alpe. If he will do this, sadhusanga always. And in sadhusanga hari katha shravan, be in a Krishna dham in Vrindavan, Navadeep dham, Nilachal dham. Sadhusanga always nam kirtan. Nam kirtan, sadhusanga nam kirtan, bhagavat shravan here in Srimad Bhagavatam. And Sri Vigraha Seva. Then if you are not done any offense to any Vaishnava, Guru and Shastra, then very soon Krishna Prem shortened will come. And more condensed, Shravanam, Kirtanam, Smaram. More condensed, Tar Madhya Sarvashrestha Naam Sankirtan, Nirapradhe Naam Leile Ayatri. Only Sri Krishna name. If you are nirapradhi, you have not done offense anywhere, very soon Krishna Prem will come. And if not coming, then you must know that you have done so many offenses to Vaishnava, Guru, Shastra. So Harinam Sankirtan is himself Krishna, none different to Krishna. So, only by this is sadhana. Four things. Gyan, vigyan, prem, and then sadhana bhakti. Four things I am telling. And my special mercy, you should realize it. And then he began to tell Chatushloki Bhagavat in four shlokas. Javan aham jatha bhavo jadarupa guna karma kar tathaiva tattva vijnanam astute madanugraha. Javan aham means how am. Like, what is my room, my form, transcendental form? In Vaikuntha Narayan, Chaturbhuj Narayan, very beautiful form. Matsya, though fish, but that fish who became Krishna, oh, very, very beautiful. Kurma, Vara, Nishingha, Vaman, more than superior than Vaikuntha Ram, Narayan, Ram. He had 2.5 rasas. Dasya, half Vatsalya, half Dasya, Sapta. So superior than Narayan. Narayan has only Dasya rasa. Nothing more. And that dasaras is also covered with opulence. Then Balaram. And then come to Braja, Swayam Rupa Krishna. How beautiful he is? Oh, Sukadeva Goswami is telling that gopis see in Deepa, Varaha Pidam Natavara Babu Karnayo Karnikara Vibhratabasa Kanaka Kapisang Bajayanti Chamalam Randhan Venuradasudhaya Purayan Gopa Bindai Bindaranam Prabhasat Sutta Gita Kirti. Oh, very beautiful Krishna. Like, oh, Naveen made.
Best cloud.
Now, like clouds. Rest is cross like Pitambar, like thunderbolt. That thunderbolt is comes and goes at once and sthir vidyut, permanent fixation. Banmala up to feet from here. Of 7 flowers, bees are hanging on them, and Krishna is empty feet.
Barefooted.
So the sign of his Bhagavata on earth and done. All sakhas are sadhu Krishna, glorifying. That beautiful form. Gopis always realize this. And when Jagapatni went to Krishna with their preparations, Shyamam Hiranya Paridham Panamalya Varah Dhatu Prabala Anubratanse Vinasta Hasta Itare Nathunanayabjam Mukhadya Hasta. No, playing on floor, keeping his head this back. This hand on the back of any friend, and in this, what doing? Oh, he has a lotus flower, and it means he is making dance of the gopis' heart in this way. Very beautiful. More Brahma is telling. Nomidyate abhravapuse taritambaraya Gunjavatansa paripichalsan mukhaya Vannasrade kavalabetra vishanavenu Lakshmasriye midupade pasupanga jaya. Oh Krishna, what doing? When Brahma stole away the cops and cowherd boys and Kishmasachi, Brahma wanted to see his sweet pastimes, but he took away his corpse and kept it in there, any cave, and went to Brahmaloka. And after he returned, after 1 year, he saw that, the corpse and boys are sleeping in that cave, and with Krishna's same baby, cocks and cowherd boys are playing. How it is? Who are real? And who are?
Artificial. Illusion.
Banavati?
Illusion. Artificial.
Artificial. He could not decide. At once he saw all the fruits, all the boys, all the cocks, became Chaturbhuj Narayan.
400 Narayan.
All his cane, all his everything began. Then, what? And after that, what is he? He realized, Krishna Supreme Brahma. Then he folded his hand and then he saw that, Krishna taking same thing as to eat chawal and dahi, curd. And like this, and searching, where is cow, where is my corpse, and where is my shakha? So he is telling, Namidhyate abhravapuse, like new cloud, full of water. And this Hiranya Paridham cloth, very yellow, like
golden color.
In this way, he is searching quiet boys and cubs. Also, but Navidhati Aprabhupse, Taditam Baraya, Gunja Vatansa, Gunja Mala, garden with Gunja.
Gunja berry.
And then, searching here and there. Very beautiful form, especially Kasturi Tilakam, Lalat Patale, Vastakshale Kaustubham, Nasadre Barmauktikam, Kartale Venu, Kare Kankaram, Sarvange Sahari Chandam Sulalitam. Muktavali Vijayate Gopal Chandam. Very beautiful form. We try to remember this form and meditate this form. Kasturi Tilakam. Oh, Tilak, you know, Kasturi. Oh, here and there. Kasturi Tilakam, Lalat Patale, Bastakchale, Kaustubham, Kaustubh Mani here. Kaustubham, Nasagre, Bharamauktikam. Mauktikam. Sarvange Harichandanam Sulalitam. Kare Kare. Playing on flute.
Kare Kankanam.
Oh, golden. Mother Yashoda has given these. And here pick up feather. And thus he is so beautiful. Also, Kullendi Varakante Bindu Badanam Barhavatan Sampriyam Sri Vasank Mudar Kostubadaram Pitambaram Sundaram Gopi Nang Nenot Palachitanam Go Go Prasangavitam Govindam Kaladeyu Badanaparam Divyangam. Oh, Krishna is coming from cow herding, are going. And gopis are singing from their doors, from their kuns, from their roof. They are seeing. How they are seeing? Oh, Krishna is going. Playing on flute. Full endeavor. Endeavor means lotus flower like blue. And Indu Badanam, more than thousand and thousands of moon. Anga Kanti, beautiful. Kantamindu Badanam Barhavatansam Priyam. Here is peak of feathers. Mukut, very beautiful. And gopis what doing? They are doing archana of Krishna by their crooked eyes. And Krishna is what doing? Or taking that from there. In this way, the beauty of Krishna, they are all glorified. Venu kurantam arvinda dalaya taksham barahavatansam asitambudu sundarangam kandarpa kotikam aniya vishesa subham govindavadi purusham tamaham bhajam. Also, alola chandrakabala sadavana mallavansi ratnangadam pranakeli kalabilas shyamam tribhangalalitam niyatat prakasam govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajam. Oh, this is the beauty and form of this Krishna. More than Dwarkadhish Krishna, because he has no flute, he has no feather cocks, and he cannot come to Vrindavan. So this is the very transcendental form of Krishna, more superior than all others. Ekirtan, Madhuram. What is this I am telling? This is rahasya of Srimad Bhagavatam. All these are.
sung in New Zealand.
Where?
She's working in kitchen here.
But she should come here. Yeah. Tell her. Anyone should go and tell. Up again.
Thank you.
His Mathurapuri is sweet, his Vrindavan is sweet, everything. His mother is too much sweet, his father is sweet, everything. Try to be sweet. Then, more Rahasyapurna, secret.
Confidential.
What? His qualities. Oh, wonderful qualities. What his qualities? Most of all, origin of all, Bhakta Vatsalya. Mercy to devotees. How? He's very, very merciful. For this, Arjun became servant, a charioteer. And Arjun, like a servant, used to order him, take my chariot there. And he used to do. Not only, he used to serve the feet of horses' mashes when they become used to toil. You know, what happened? When Dushasan brought him from palace, Draupadi, and by the order of his
elder brother
Duryodhan, he wanted to make naked and to give naked on the lap of Duryodhan. Then Draupadi fought it.
Hey
Govinda Rakusharana, Abhata Jivana. Oh Govinda, I have given up everything on you. You are my everything. Whether you should keep my Lajja, shame or not, it depends on you. At once Krishna became Sharan, God-man. And he had 10,000 elephant power in his arms. Continuous pulling. He became tired. But cloth was not finished. Still coming. And at that time, Gandhari told, you are going to do, my dear sons? Stop. Otherwise, Krishna will come and cut you all. And then they stopped. She wanted to cause them, but Gandhari told, don't give cause to my sons. What you want, we will give you. Then he told them to return back my husbands and also return back their kingdoms, and we want to go there at once. So how is it? Once Duryodhan went to Bhisham Pitama and told, oh Pitama, really you are fighting towards us. But really you don't want to kill Pandavas. Otherwise in a second you can do. Oh, you have no belief on me. What can I do? You should, today in night, when I will be in meditation, bring your wife with you. And I will give her my blessing that you will not be killed by Pandavas and you will be all right. That is, he will not kill Pandavas, but he will not be also killed by them. Skillfully he told. Next night, he wanted to bring her wife,
Bhanumati.
And heavy rain, more than today, morning, night. Heavy rain. And wind. Duryodhan wanted to take his wife, but he told that, tomorrow we will go. And in the meantime, Krishna told Draupadi, oh Sakhi, come with me. Where to go? You should come. And took on his chariot. And he drove away up to Bhisham Pitama in that night when he was in meditation. Krishna told, you should take your bell up to here, that Bhisham Pitama cannot
recognize you.
Then Draupadi did so and went to Bhisham Pitama. And after meditation, you have come, Bhanumati. My blessing. Anyone cannot kill your husband. You will be Chir Saubhagyavati, Akhanda Saubhagyavati. And then she took her bell and began to laugh, smile. Who brought you? I know. Only that person, Krishna, can do. Where is? He is outside. Then Bhisham Pitamah. Really? To whom you are selling, they cannot be killed. So, in the last, Pandavas will be successful and all Kuru dynasty will build a ruin. So how Bhakta Vatsalya, not only this, Bhisham Pitamaha told that if I am son of Santanu, real father, I am son, then Krishna has
promised that
I will not take Ashwashastra. Then I am also doing
promise
that Krishna must take. And then, at once Krishna took the chariot, wheel up and ran towards Bhisham Pitamaha to kill. Oh, how Bhakti Vatsa. Though he was fighting towards Duryodhana, but he was always towards Pandavas and very high class of a devotee. You know how he is merciful? About 16,000 very beautiful Rajkumari princess and their wives, Narakasura had brought them and put in jail. Then, on an auspicious day, I will marry them all. But in the meantime, Narada Rishi went to Krishna and told, ladies are very feeling pain, you must save them. At once he came on the back of Garuda with Satyabhama and killed that Narakasura. And when he opened the door of
prison,
jail, and told, I want to know your address, where you want to go. I will send at once to your husbands, your father, mother, brothers. They refused to go. They told, we want to serve you and your queens like maidservant. But we don't want to go anywhere else. We want to be with you. Then Krishna, how merciful. Oh, yes, you want to come with me? Then I will marry with you. So at once he married with all the and made queen, not maidservant. You know, Putana, he came to kill Krishna with poison in his breast. Krishna killed him, not killed him. He gave his motherlyhood position. How he is? You know, Sudama was the Sakha of Krishna, very poor. He never wanted anything. He was detached from worldly things. But his wife was Brajavasini of Vrindavan. In young age she became old because nothing to eat. Sometimes he used to go to bed and sometimes nothing. So he also became like old she also in young age. One day she requested, you should go to Madhiraj Krishna, Dwarkadhis. Oh, I cannot go. I cannot beg anything. You should not beg. Automatically, he will give you. Anyhow, he took some broken rice. And he was keeping and went to Dwarka. Oh, Krishna at once came from the queen of
Rukmini's palace.
What name?
Rukmini's palace.
Rukmini. And took this big Brahmin on the court of Rukmini and began to wash his feet. Always saying, what he is doing? Who is he? This is the Brahmin. And also Sudama was thinking, perhaps he is not realizing me, that I am his friend of Gurukul. And then Krishna told, one day, Prabhu, we both went to forest to bring
firewood.
And heavy rain was there, whole night where they are taking that burden of sticks. Remember, he remembers. And night, whole night they were talking here, there. When after sunrise, Sudama told that I am going
back.
Give me permission. Krishna gets nothing. But when he reached to his home, returned back, what he saw? Oh, elephants. 16,000 elephants. 60,000 horses. Cows with calves. And his wife became so beautiful, young lady. And with his
maid servant,
he came to do aarti of
Sudama Vipra.
And Sudama Vipra, oh, my wife was old. Oh, this, who are they? And he began to
run.
And then at once he touched her, and he became young. Those who Sudama Vipra were thinking that if wealth will come, we will forget Krishna, as we are forgetting. So, how he was merciful. And now, this is the qualities of Krishna. Now come, jada rupa guna karma karma. Karma of Krishna, activities of Krishna. Oh, you know, in boyhood, he killed Putana, Tridavat, Saktasur. In Vrindavan, Dhenukasur, Bakasur, Aghasur, so many. Keshi, Vyomasur. And then in Mathura, he killed Charun, Moshti, Kans and his associates. And then he went to Dwarka and he killed so many Kaljaman and others. And also, oh, in Kaurav Panda, oh, both dynasty were killed, and thus the burden of Artha was removed. And after that he came to Dwarka, married Rukmini, Shatabhama, Nagni Jitya, and so many. And after that, when Dwarka Leela was finished, Brahma came to Krishna and told, oh, now the burden of earth hand is removed. Oh. Now I pray that you should come to your abode, Vrindavan. And in the way, you should also come to
my
lok. Oh, Krishna told, I know my everything has been finished. Something is rest. So after this, I am coming very soon. Here, oh, Kriya, also Sakha. This is mood, jada bhav. What is Sakha? There in Vrindavan, prominent three. Sakha, Asal and Madhu. Itham sata brahma sukhanu bhutya dasyang gatanum paradaivatena maya sitena naradharakena satham vijyohu. Oh. Krishna used to take his own cowherd boys, fens and cows, and he used to give cows in very good grass, and they used to and Krishna playing with boys. How? Like sometimes like a frog, sometimes like cuckoo bird, oh, singing,
and then peacock dancing.
Sometimes all making floats, sometimes singer,
peacock, like
sometimes peacocks dancing, sometimes wrestling. And Sridharam Subal used to defeat Krishna, and Krishna is smiling.
Sometimes hold his monkeys.
Oh, sometimes holding the tail of monkeys, and they used to
jump.
Oh, jump here and there. They also used to jump. So in this way, playing with this Sakha, whenever do it pranam to Krishna, that you are Supreme Lord. Then you have to think, oh, his father Nanda has so many cows, my father more than that. Who is superior? And when they used to defeat Krishna, they used to... Sometimes if Krishna is hidden here, oh, I will touch him, and began. So, telling here, Ittam Satang Brahma Sukhan Guttam. Who is Krishna? For Jnanis, he is Brahma Sukh. Brahma Sukh means Brahma Sukhan Bhuti. Always feeling, pleasure in Nirvishesh Brahma, meditating. And Dasya, those who are servant, for them, Krishna had no servant in Vrindavan. The servant of Nanda Baba. But, oh, uncle, he used to tell them uncle. And they used to think that Krishna is my son. And Sakha, playing with Krishna. They, Dasya, servants of Nanda Baba. Dasya Bhav. They used to think the Paradevata, Supreme Lord. And Brahma Sukhanubhute, Maya Sitanam, those who were covered with Maya, oh, they used to think that this is ordinary boy of Nanda. And with them, with Sakha he is playing, but not playing with yogis, Brahma Jnani, and others, he is playing with them. So how fortunate they are. And for Mother Yashoda, what doing? Nan Sukhapo. Nanda kim akarot brahman. Sreyo eva mahodayam Yashoda cha mahabhaga papau jasya. Oh, what Nanda Baba has done activities, austerity, and what he has done. That Krishna brings his souls on his head, dancing, dancing. And what Mother Yashoda has done, that Krishna is taking his breast and always happy with them. Nayan Sukhapo. Nayan Sukhapo, Bhagavan Devinam, Gopika Sutra. Jnaning cha Atma Bhutanam, those who are Jnani, those who are Yogi. Oh. They cannot see a glance of this Brahma Krishna. Never. But Gopika Sutra, the son of Gopika Yashoda mother, who very sukhapa, very easily, those who will serve like Mother Yashoda or in the guidance of Yashoda, they want to serve Krishna. Very so. Not only that, Nemam Virancho, no Bhavo, no Shiva Anga Sansaya. So, even Brahma, his son, and Shankar, Harihar Ekatma, Vaishnavanang Jathasambhu. And Sri Lakshmi, always in the heart of Krishna, they are not so fortunate. As Mother Yashoda received Mahaprasadam from Krishna, that what Krishna did, Kripaya Sit Swabandhane. She was trying to bind Krishna, knowing that he is my son. But two fingers were laid. And when Yashoda promised that I will bind him whole life, but I must bind. And then his choti began to
untie.
Flowers
coming, dropping down.
His mouth became sad. threats coming everywhere. When he saw that my mother is now
tired,
at once by one rope of her hair he was binded. So how he was? More than these gopis, for Krishna disappeared in Krishna, in wrath, in wrath. And then when they began to do like sing Jayati Dedhikam Janmana Braja Sayati Indira Swaswadatrahi Daita Deshatam Dikshusavaka Twaidhrita Sava Twang Bichinvate. Like this. At once Krishna appeared, smiling, but keeping his pitambar here, like insane. I have done something wrong. But one thing, why you disappeared? We have left our father, mother, wives, our husband, our lok dharma, ved dharma, even shame, everything we have left. And in the midnight, you left us. Why? Then Krishna told, don't be angry. You are mine. And you think that I am yours. I wanted only to increase your love and affection to me. As if a poor person, anyhow, he received anywhere chintamani. But he never believed that it is chintamani. He knew that this is a piece of broken glass. But anyone told, oh, that was not only broken glass, it was chintamani. Oh, then he began to weep and lament and always remember. In this way, I wanted to revive your love and affection and increase. So sometimes I do like that, but you should not. Napare ham niravadya sanjujam sasadhu kritya vibhadhu jasya. Oh, your meeting to me is very, very sacred, nirmal, pavitra. I cannot repay you. As you have left your chastity, your husbands, your everything, I cannot give up anyone, my father, mother, or any devotee. So please, by your sadhu kritya, that you are like a sadhu.
By your own pious activity.
You can
free from death.
You can make me free from
your death.
Death. But still I will be your
debted to you all.
Debted to all. So Gopi became pleased. So here I want to tell that the love and affection to Krishna is more superior than even Sakha and even father, mother. Gopis. But in them, Lalita, Vishakha are supreme. And in all of them, Chandravali and others, supreme is Srimati Radhika. So Radhika moved to serve Krishna is superior to all, supreme. This is called Uttama Bhakti. In this, what should be our aim and object? We cannot be Lalita Vishakha and like that. In separation, first in meeting, Radha becomes very happy. And in separation mood, she becomes so shallow. And she becomes friends. Brahmad Gita and others comes from her mouth. At that time, Rup Manjari, in meeting and separation, she serves Radhika. So being a dasi of Rup Manjari, to serve Radhika is the supreme aim and object of any jeev. So you should know, I have told all these things, why? To tell you that supreme goal of a jeev is to serve Srimati Radhika like his Swamini ji in the guidance of Rup Manjari. But how we can have very what? Durlabh.
Rare.
Brahma, Shankar or Mother Yashoda cannot have these modes. But a jeev conditioned soul, even by hearing all these things from any high class of Vaishnava, a greed will come that I want to be the maid servant of Rup Manjari. Shirupa Manjari Pada Shaimora Sampada Shaimora Jivaner Jivan. Then it will come and we can have that. So I told you that this is the aim and object. How to receive? Not so easy. Madhvachar, Ramanuj, Vishnu Swami, Nimbaditya, so many came, but they could not keep. But those who are very, very fortunate, those who have come in the line of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they can have. So you have some chance. You have chance. You can have. But you will have to begin from beginning, from Shraddha. Serving Gurudev, bona fide Gurudev. Serving. Until his dot become pleased. This Guru service is the backbone of bhakti. Especially Uttama bhakti. Bhakti are of two kinds. Raganuga and Ragatmika. We are, if anyone will follow.
Bhakti to the Vaidhi and Raganuga.
First Vaidhi and then Raganuga. Vaidhi we are doing. We must do it. And by hearing Harikatha, if some great comes, oh very, very you are fortunate. Don't tell anyone. By man practice that. In the guidance of that very Guru. Qualified Guru. So begin from that, then gradually it will come Raganuga, but very rare. But Rupanuga is very, very rare. You must know, all Rupanuga must be Raganuga. But all Rupanuga is not Raganuga. Those who have only moved to serve Radhika in separation mood and in meeting, then this will be Rupanuga. So Manjari Bhava is never, nowhere, anywhere in this sampradaya of Ramanuj, Madhva, Nimbarka, Nimbadita or anyone, one in the line of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. A special mercy by the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Rupa Goswami, he is Rupa Manjari. So, you should know that this is the main object of our life. But you should begin from where? I will tell tomorrow from Srimad Bhagavatam. This is the preface. That I will tell Srimad Bhagavat, 11th canto I will begin. And you should hear very patiently to have that thing. So, essence of all this Srimad Bhagavat, 10th canto up to, is 11th canto. Krishna has told to Uddhava, Gaur Premanande.
Hare Krishna. The kind attention of devotees. Some devotees has requested for initiation. It will take place day after tomorrow, 9:30 a.m. for initiation.